When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome back to A Celtic State of Mind. I'm Paul John Dykes, and thanks for joining me for another Wander Round Paradise a wee bit later this week due to the bank holiday, but plenty to talk about. That's another game scored off in our quest for a league and Scottish Cup double. It could have been a tricky one against Hearts. They've beaten us twice, home and away, this season. And going into that game, I think what we were looking at is the fact that Celtic have started to get a bit of form. We've got a good run of games, good run of wins. Obviously, the only one we didn't win recently was against Hearts at Tynecastle. But there were other matters surrounding that particular defeat. So we've gone into this game with almost a full-strength squad. Maeda was on the bench. And it is potentially the best 90-minute performance I've seen all season from this side. And you look at the reasons behind it. Well, of course, we've got some of these players who have been injured coming back to full fitness. Got a couple of guys who have maybe been off form coming back to full form, best form. And then, of course, Maeda, I think the only guy missing from the squad through injury, coming back as well to bolster the bench. But more so than that, we had that atmosphere here at the stadium, an atmosphere that really fed in, I feel, to the performance. And I think Brendan Rodgers has spoken about that time and time again. You know, what's happening actually in the stands can move right into the grass of the pitch, and it can actually make the players play so much better, rise to the occasion. There's demands, of course there's demands, and there's been demands all season, and there's been boos here at Celtic Park, and there's been frustrations. But everybody now is clicking into place and pulling in the same direction towards a league title victory. All we can do is look after our own performances, and that's exactly what we did at the weekend with a 3-0 win over Hearts. So what did we get right at the weekend against Hearts that we were unable to do against them in two other appearances this season, where Hearts have defeated us 2-0 both at home and away? I think you start at the back, you look at Joe Hart. He's going to be impossible almost to replace because, you know, 3 years at the club, he's won a double, a treble, and he's going for another double. And he's still putting in performances that, although they're never deemed to be match-winning performances, some of these saves are almost as good as a goal. You've seen it again at the weekend. Hearts came out. Hearts had plenty of possession. They were attacking. They were winning corner kicks. And they were competing. So fair play to Hearts for that. But Joe Hart, he matched everything that was thrown at him. He's been criticised. He's been criticised since he came to the club. I think he's one of our top performers. He's the top three performers this season. We could all argue and debate who the player of the year is. Let us know in the comments section what you think. Matt O'Reilly's up there as well. But Joe Hart's had a fantastic season. Some might even argue that Liam Scales would be in the discussion. Liam Scales has played virtually every minute when he's been fit. And of course, he was rewarded for his performances with a new 4-year deal. Divides opinion, of course it does. And I think that when you look at Liam Scales and his performances, he's going to play every minute between now and the end of the season, barring injury. And he's had a tremendous season, and it's right to get him signed up. He deserves that. Brendan Rodgers thinks he is the best player in that position at the club, despite us having spent millions of pounds on players who could have slotted in. So he deserves his contract. But in the summer, you still go out and you still buy a centre-half to partner Cameron Carter-Vickers and improve the team. You can have it both ways. So I think it was a very accomplished performance by the defence. Obviously a clean sheet. And you move into the midfield. And again, Callum McGregor, the captain, after everything he's done, but in the last few weeks, what I've noticed in the comments section of Axon, is Callum McGregor getting a bit of stick, people even suggesting that he should be dropped again for a Watter, who did well when he came in to replace Callum. But Callum showed that these games he was coming back in for were all part of his rehabilitation. His March sharpness was back there at the weekend. He was orchestrating things. And when you look at that defensive work that he put in also, I mean, the crowd were lifted when he won that ball, having ran maybe 70 yards to do a double slide tackle. Brilliant by Callum McGregor, a real captain's performance. And back to his best, just at the right time. And when you see Callum McGregor performing like that, you also see an improvement in Matt O'Reilly and Rio Hatate. Callum McGregor done a lot of what would be called the dirty work in the midfield. A lot of the defensive work was done by the captain. And what you've seen was Rio Hatate. He's the man. If he plays, Kyogo plays. We've been saying that all season. He can thread a ball through the eye of a needle, and he did that for the opening goal for Kyogo. He was back to something like his best. Matt O'Reilly, unbelievably, wasn't named as Scotland's Player of the Year, but he's shown us time and time again that he is absolutely Scotland's Player of the Year. What about that pass for the second goal? If that came off the boot of an Italian in Serie A, then it's a world-class pass. Outstanding by Matt O'Reilly. There's a real grit to him in recent weeks. He's been superb. And how about stepping up for that penalty kick as well? He's taken three penalties recently, all three completely different. And he should have been on the penalties all season, I think, as well. So they're all hitting form just at the right time. The only big question mark, I think, is around the wingers going into the Rangers game. If Maeda's fit, he's got to play. He gets Tavernier nightmares, but he might not quite be ready for the game. So that's going to be an interesting one. If he isn't, then you run with Forrest and Kuhn. But if Maeda is fit, Kuhn's got to drop out. No disrespect to him, I think he's still finding his feet, still finding his rhythm. And against Rangers, we need everybody to be on it. Jamesy Forrest again with a tremendous performance. And by the way, I think we go back to Brendan Rodgers' comments about Jamesy being the best winger at the club. And I thought he meant he was going to be used as an impact sub. How great is it that he's starting games and he's contributing to games? And what about Jamesy Forrest in his 15th season at the club? An absolute legend. And Brendan Rodgers said he was the best winger at the football club just a few weeks ago. It raised a few eyebrows. But I think people are now seeing the quality of the player and exactly what Brendan Rodgers meant. What we're seeing from James Forrest now is a player who's been through this course time and time again. He knows how to win trophies and he knows how to get it over the line. And I think I would not be surprised if he starts every game between now and the end of the season. Even if he plays 60 minutes, he is contributing effectively and positively. And that's great at this moment of the season. Kyogo Furuhashi, the talisman, he's now on 18 goals, 6 assists, and he's finding form, a bit like Matt O'Reilly, just at the right time as well. And then of course you've got Brendan Rodgers, so he's given the confidence boost to Jamesy Forrest, and he's also been throwing a few grenades and people are running with them and misinterpreting them. And I think that the best thing about it is the fact that Brendan knows exactly what he's doing. He knows how to get this over the line. He knows how to win a league title, and his counterpart over at Ibrox is reacting to it. He's rattled, he's taking the bait, and you can see that when you do that you can't focus on the job at hand. So I think Brendan has played an absolute blinder before we meet Rangers, our nearest challengers, here at Celtic Park this weekend. So Celtic Park Paradise will be the location of what has been called in the past one of the biggest derbies in the world. It's a Glasgow derby. The Celtic versus Rangers. Celtic have got a 3-point advantage and are also a few goals to the good when it comes to goal difference. We win this game, we've effectively won the league. It's that big. But you know what? A draw's not bad either. And I think that going into that game, there is a confidence with the way Celtic have been playing. There'll be no complacency. You know Brendan Rodgers wouldn't allow that. And it's going to be a phenomenal atmosphere in there. Exclusively Celtic supporters for the Glasgow derby. So if you manage to get a ticket, enjoy that. We'll be covering the game as normal. What else have we been up to on a Celtic State of Mind? Well, coming up next Friday, we're going to be at Dunoon. We're going to be joined by Joe Miller and Peter Grant, the Centenary Boys, for a big night with a Celtic State of Mind. There's a few tickets left, not many, and the link is underneath this video, as is the link for Tomo, Stan Petrov and Jackie McNamara at Barra's Art and Design next month. So come along, get involved in that, and get involved in our charity endeavours. Wee Jamie Tierney, we're still raising funds for Wee Jamie, and in April we raised around £2,400 for him, and it's, you know, all these amounts are going towards the big total for him and his family. If you want to get involved in that, please click on the link underneath this video. Thanks for supporting A Celtic State of Mind. Join us again tomorrow at 12:30 for the Axon Bulletin.
Sports Social Podcast Network.